Dirt roads to rock crawling, two buck chuck to screaming eagle, moonshine to 50-year-old single malt. We talk about it all here on Wheelin' Wine and Whiskey with your hosts, Jason and Chris.
Welcome to Wheelin' Wine and Whiskey Podcast, episode 188 in Studio L with Chris and Lorenzo.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. How you doing? Back in Studio L.
Yeah.
We call this the snug. We should call that the snug. Snug? Snug. What do they call that when you got that little chill spot in your house? The snug. They call it the snug.
I don't know.
That's what the hipsters call it. The overlanders call it.
The den. You know, we at least don't have our slankets on or anything.
Slankets.
Or snuggies or whatever those things. My daughter has one of those.
Oh yeah,
she walks around the house when it's cold, and because I don't pay for heat in this house.
No, so. you're a cheap bastard.
Hashtag Chris money.
There you go.
That's why I don't. That's pay right. for
you don't
I,
spend money. You make a lot of money, and you just count it.
That's right. That's right. Fuck it.
Well, there you go. It's already not even a minute into the podcast. And he's only had a tiny bit to drink. This is a school night, so be careful over there.
Well, it is a school night, and we're partaking in some extremely good libations.
Lorenzo just walked out of the room, dude. You've already offended Lorenzo, and that's hard to do.
He's an ass.
Jeez. Be nice. It's the holidays.
No, he's literally an ass.
I know, but be nice. It's the holidays.
No, it's not.
There's some people that don't know that he's an ass.
He's an atheist.
Oh, wow. Now we're really going. I thought we weren't talking about politics or religion on this podcast.
Well, there is no religion. Is
That's
atheist?
Right. Then there's nothing. There it is. Wow. So. All right. Well, there goes our reviews. So anyway, well, I think our audience doesn't get offended easily.
No,
we don't have a
so.
Bunch of Prius driving pansy, get their feelers hurt easy.
But hashtag Toyota suck.
We're the we do have a few overlanders that listen. So if we offended you, I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. No, for sure.
But we got hardcore wheelers, buggy guys, you know, rock crawlers, rock landers.
Yeah, yeah.
So
well, I mean, you know,
these are our people.
It's a broad spectrum of stuff,
right?
Of people, of listeners. But I will say, earlier this evening we were on the. We got a phone call from one of our racer buddies, D Mill with a welder.
You did.
And we were going on about something. We were asking about t-shirts and stuff like that, which we'll get into a little further in the
right.
episode. But he's like, does Chris have any good rants or anything like that? I said, no, I don't. I mean, I do. I've always got something cooking in the back of my head. But I did mention that, you know, I love when Cody Wagner gets all fired up about Priuses on the fast lane on the freeway.
Talk about somebody that's not politically correct. He offends everybody equally.
Well, so I don't know if you saw the yesterday.
I did.
He was following a Jeep, and he was doing 91 miles an hour.
Yeah.
You really can't bitch and moan when you're doing 91.
No. Well, he mentioned that the Jeep was keeping up, so that was good.
Well, I mean, but yeah, that's just, I mean, if the Prius was doing 91, I'd have been really impressed.
I know.
But yeah, tagging on to that, I was coming home from work this afternoon, and I was, bopping down 680 and coming home, and there was a slow traffic sitting in front of me, and I'm like, I was in the left lane. I'm like, what in the hell is going on here? This is stupid. I need to get home. I got things to do, people to see, and places to be. And I looked around a couple of vehicles that were, what was slowing us down was a Porsche 911 Turbo. And the damn thing was doing 65 miles per hour in the freaking far left lane. I'm like, dude, you need to learn how to drive that car. You know, it's just like, this is, you're embarrassing that car. That thing should be doing. And then, you know, it's whatever. He moved over and got off the freeway. But it's like, really? You know, I mean, a Prius doing 65, I get, but a freaking Porsche 911, those things were bred to go 100 miles an hour all day long.
That's exactly it. I mean, you know, but those aren't our people. These are our people.
No, that's not even our people.
Oh. banging off the rev limiter.
You got an LS banging off a rev limiter in there?
Yeah, that's what we need. We need a real V8 on here instead of half a V8 screaming.
Next time I go out wheeling, I'll get my 4-liter banging off the rev limiter. That's a sound you don't want to hear.
Windows in the block.
Yeah. Yeah. 4 liters don't like to hit the red line. No. They just don't. No. They're not, that's not their, their happy place.
No.
Especially when they have 156,000 miles on the clock.
Exactly. So, we got some voicemails. We got to get caught up. We got some business we got to catch up with here. So
we've been bopping around. You've been bopping around. We got business.
Let's play some voicemails, shall we? We've got three.
Are they politically correct?
I have no idea. We're going to find out. PG-13.
Are we going to go to jail?
We're going
to
find out.
Here we go. Oh, shit. Lorenzo, hit the button. Get ready to hit the button.
He came back in the room?
He's sitting over there with the...
Why is he... Oh, he's right under my feet.
He's got the hoof.
What are you doing down there?
He's got the hoof sitting on the beep.
I think he's pissed off at you.
Well, fuck him.
Wow. Lorenzo, here, just get over here. There you go. You're safe over here. I'll protect you from mean, bad Chris. He doesn't mean it. He really doesn't.
Hypodermic needle with sleep juice in there.
Shh. He's got donkey hearing, which is like better than dog hearing.
Really?
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Hey, I know you guys wanted some ideas of what to do if you won the lottery. Well, guess what? I just won the lottery. Hey, honey, pack your bag.
Where are we going?
I don't care where you go, but you ain't staying here.
Wow. Was that our buddy, Ultra 4 Jones?
Oh, man, he just kicked Mallory out.
Oh, man.
Holy smokes, that's harsh, dude. Did you at least send her to Disneyland or Disney World?
I don't know. You can't stay here. Shit. Wow. Wow. All right. Well, this podcast is off the rails already here. I don't know, man.
Lorenzo's all buddy-buddy with me now. I'm redeemed.
What? I wasn't me that said it. I just playing voicemails. He's still over here by my feet.
Yeah, well,
all right. Let's see. Here's another one.
More?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Oh, this is local number. This is narrowed down to like three people. Let's see.
Jason.
Oh, yeah.
Lorenzo. It's your buddy Rover Don here.
Rover Don.
I heard, you know, on the last podcast, your dilemma. You wanted to do a blind whiskey tasting. I'm your man. I'm there to help you out. Let me help you. You know I'm good for it. You know how to reach me. I'll be standing by. Oh, and the secret password. Toyota sucks. I'll be waiting for that call.
Perfect.
Let's make sure we hashtag the shit out of that.
Let's do that. We're going to get into a little gift guide stuff this episode, but we should do, that would be a fun thing for the holiday episode to do the blind whiskey tasting.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You remember here in the Bay Area, the people that are local to the Bay Area, the Yay area, Lamont and Tonelli.
Oh, yeah.
The Bone, right?
The Bone.
Radio station. These DJs have been around
for
years.
Before that was KOME, right?
Used to be KOME, and now you're really dating yourself.
I know, right?
But they're great. They're hilarious how they banter back and forth and stuff. But they, I don't know if they still do it, but they used to do their last episode of the year. They would drink until they couldn't run the boards anymore, kind of like us on regular too, but it was amazing. They would count how many drinks and do all these fun stuff, and then you know they were totally just blottoed by the end of the
episode.
Okay, so I think we should do that. We can fight.
Well,
Rover
we've done
Don
it before. wouldn't be breaking any new ground. That's for
invite,
sure.
Let's invite Rover Don over. That.
Oh yeah.
Fun.
Well, I don't know. He didn't mention my name in that voicemail. He said
he did. He said Chris, Jason, and Lorenzo.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, at the beginning.
I heard Jason and Lorenzo.
Clear your freaking ears out. You ready?
All right. I hope I redeem yourself.
Jason, Chris.
Oh, okay.
Oh, see? Right. There right. It is.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
My bad, Don.
See,
I'm
selective
sorry.
Hearing, Chris. When you get old people, this is what happens. You have selective hearing.
I have bad hearing as well.
Yeah, you have selective hearing.
Right, right. Okay. You're redeemed. Sorry.
See, I'm standing up for you, Don. Because you and I have a mutual hate for Toyotas there, I guess.
Toyotas suck.
He ends all his stuff like that. That's great. Okay. All right.
You said you had three.
I do. I got a third one here.
All
ready?
Right.
I don't recognize this number.
Uh-oh.
This could be bad. Get ready to edit this out.
Beep.
Hey, fellas. It's your friend and everyone's friend, the former President Donald J. Trump. I just wanted to say, great podcast, tremendous podcast, incredible, just incredible, huge. following.
Huge.
And I love it. Okay. I love your podcast. I love all the talking, the sound effects, the ass. I really love that ass. Okay. I just want to say billions and billions of people will follow you just like they followed me. And I want you to be aware that probably, definitely, maybe, but definitely, surely, you are probably one of the best podcasts I've ever listened to sometimes. Okay.
That's it. He didn't even say goodbye.
He didn't say we're out or anything.
Holy, so that, well, what an honor. Thank you.
Well, man, that's last president of the United States. Wow.
Yes. Too bad it wasn't the current president. But anyways, we don't talk about politics here.
Oh.
That's an honor. Trump called in. Hey, that's the, like I was talking about, our people.
That's what you say, stay on her, keep on her.
That's, there it is. So, tremendously huge podcast. Hey, well, that's thank awesome. You. Thank you, Donald, for going in. I tell you, man, the celebrities abound on the lines here. I mean, this is what it's all about. What's that number to call in, Chris, if you want to leave a...
Oh my God.
Voicemail?
Really? I haven't said this number in
months.
Yeah, like
I know.
Months.
That's why I'm testing you.
408-800-5169.
Oh, nice. Yeah. 408-800-5169 is the number if you want to call and get in on the voicemail celebrity line. So there you go. Well, thanks. Thanks for calling. We're caught up now. That's good.
Yeah. Well, on voicemails.
Yeah. That's one thing there. But yeah, all this housekeeping stuff.
Well, we got to do it every once in a while. So let me bring up the...
what do you got now?
We got reviews, or at least one, I think. We got one review. It's a brief one, but
really?
it's pretty freaking awesome, I think.
People still like us. All right.
They like us. They really like us. I'm getting old.
I thought there was another one. I'm going to have to look here. Let me get... what was the name of that... our monkeys at Chartable.
Monkeys at Chartable.
Yeah.
I'm on, whatever this program is, iTunes, and I just brought up the whole list of our reviews, which is extensive. We have quite a few, couple hundred, I think.
Okay. All right.
But the latest and greatest, which isn't that newest, is from JoJo.
JoJo.
15252. It was done on November 8th of 2022. So, earlier this month, 5-star review, great podcast. And then his comment in the body of the message is awesome podcast.
Ooh, nice.
This is a man of few words.
Yes.
I like it.
Okay. Thank you, JoJo, for writing in. We appreciate that because, every little review helps. How many reviews do we have now, Chris?
Well,
we're not giving away a winch or anything, but we appreciate each and every review.
We have 165.
165, and we do give away a sticker if you write a review and then DM me on the IG.
That's right.
Say, hey, I did the review on such and such date. I'm such and such code name. And I'll send you a sticker and give me an address, and stickers on your way.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Okay. Right on.
Well, it just keeps on trucking. So, and then feathering into that or dovetailing into that is, it's the holiday season, and we want to give a shout out to all of our patrons and all of our listeners that, not patrons, Jesus. Yeah, we do have some patrons still on Patreon, but we have the Barrel Society.
Thanks. Welcome to 2022.
On Irate 4x4. So mm-hmm. If you have not signed up for our Barrel Society, or at least joined Irate 4x4,
right?
Once you direct your browser or your phone over to www.irate4x4.com, and you can sign up. It's a free to sign up for Irate to make an account there is free. And once you're there, you can, if you decide to support the show, you can go and look up Wheeling Wine Whiskey Podcast under Watch, Listen, and Discuss. And all of our episodes are there with chat, with comments and whatnot. You can interact with us and other listeners. And you can also, if you look over to the right side of the screen, if you so decide you really like the show, you can support the Wheeling Wine Whiskey Podcast.
Exactly.
And look at that. Nice, Lorenzo. You're on it tonight.
The more you know.
So So we have Wheeling 101, we have the Barrel Select, and of course we have the Old Elk Club, just like we did on the old platform that we're used to be using, which is no – we have a few people sitting over there still, but we want to encourage everybody to migrate over to the Irate 4x4 website with our Barrel Society membership over there.
Right, exactly. This flask, we just got another flask heading out here.
Oh, yeah.
So it's cool stuff, man. And people have come up with some creative sayings to put on their flask. So
have we done Toyota Suck fun. Yet?
Did Rover Don put that on his?
Might be too many words.
I don't know.
Too many letters, I mean.
I don't know if that was on there or not.
It might be.
Wow.
That might be another phone call, Rover Don.
Oh, there you go.
Confirm or deny.
No! Okay. Well, what other housekeeping stuff do we have?
I think that kind of covers all that we reviews, voicemails, Barrel Society. I don't know. We got... Okay. What else? What do you got? You got anything else?
Hey, we got a winner.
Oh, shit. That's
We've got a winner. Winner, winner, winner.
Chicken dinner. What are they getting?
The just that little air compressor, 10-6.
Sweet.
The Morflate air compressor, 10-6. So we did the IG contest.
That's right.
Tag a few friends, follow Morflate, follow Wheeling Wine and Whiskey, of course, which you should already be doing if you're listening. If you're not, get on old IG and follow.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, so we had between our, we automatically entered our patrons.
That's correct.
Right? Depending so if you were at the $5 tier, the Wheeling 101, you got automatic 5 entries.
That's correct.
If you were at the next tier, Chris, which is the
Barrel Select.
Barrel Select. I like Barrel Select whiskeys.
Yeah, we're drinking one right now.
Yeah, that's a good one. yes, we are. So yeah, Barrel Select, that's 10. So you got 10 entries automatically. And then if you are part of the Barrel Society.
No, Old Elk Club.
Or the Old Elk Club, sorry. The Barrel Society is the
thing, umbrella.
The whole thing.
The exactly. whole shebang.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
So part of the Old Elk Club where you get a flask.
And that's then, right. Badass and then you flask.
Automatically got 20 entries.
That's correct.
And then we had, 367 people enter, something like that. And
a whole shitload.
There was a ton. There was a lot. It was a good contest. So thank you for participating. And we have a winner. We don't have a drum roll on here, do we, Lorenzo? I'm so
On the other one, we had a drum roll, but we have a sad trombone. Lorenzo, fix that shit. Come on, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Breaker, good
buddy. Oh, that's it. That ain't it.
That's not appropriate.
That's not it.
You boys like Mexico?
We don't need no stinking podcast. Oh, no.
So, go get a shitload of dimes.
We don't need no stinking drum roll. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
You sure?
I was born ready. Deep breath.
Starts with an M.
Oh, boy.
First name starts with an M. It's, what do you call, well, you remember those jokes as a kid. What do you call a guy with no arms, no legs at your front door?
Bob. Matt.
Matt.
I thought you were going to say.
No, that's the guy swimming with no arms, no legs. What do you call a guy with no arms, no legs swimming? That's Bob.
That's Bob.
But a guy with no arms, no legs at your front door, that's Matt.
Matt.
All right. Jimmy's going to appreciate that joke at Snail Trail.
Right.
All right. Well, Matt is the first name.
Woo.
So who's listening now named Matt going, I got a chance. So you're saying there's a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance. There's always a chance. Yeah.
Last Matt name. Who? You ready?
I'm ready.
Gardner.
Woo.
Matt Gardner, Drift Dun, Punk 86.
Come on down, Matt Woo. Gardner.
Oh, we need to come on down. Yeah. That would be good.
You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that. That is so good. So good. All right, Matt. Lorenzo will be reaching out to you. And we'll coordinate delivery.
Yes, sir.
I think you're somewhat local to us.
Yeah, I think so.
So that could work out well. We might be able to, maybe Lorenzo could just, we could put it on his satchel and he could just...
Clop his way over there.
Yeah, he could just hoof it on over there and you could meet Lorenzo and get the 10-6 and... we'll make sure he bathes before he goes over because he can get a little smelly ass.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So,
smelly ass.
But yeah, we will.
Like smelly cat.
We will have our people get in touch with your people.
That's right,
Matt Gardner. Congratulations!
Woo.
Thank you, everybody, for participating. Thank you, Tyler at Morflate, for donating the 10-6 air compressor.
Absolutely, that's super cool, super generous.
Very nice, especially since they're in short demand, short supply. Because
didn't one like a whole truckload?
I don't know. I don't know. It's not a good thing. And but he reserved one for us to give away, and there it is. So Matt, there it is.
There was a truck behind Home Depot that was selling them for like $29.95.
They painted them orange or something. Okay, perfect.
I don't know.
All right, I think that gets us up to speed with everything. We had a few in the can, as we like to say, over Thanksgiving holidays. Hopefully, everybody had a great Thanksgiving.
I did.
You did? Yeah. I did. Yeah. It was mellow. It was up in Tahoe. It was nice.
You deep fried turkey?
No. We did. There was just 8 of us. So 6 adults and 2 kids. So we didn't need a whole bird, you know. So we just did a 11-pound turkey breast.
Really? That's a big ass turkey breast.
That's a big turkey breast. That turkey was working out, man. It was working out. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, how many pounds is that thing? He goes, 11 pounds. I'm like, damn.
I don't know if I want to see the rest of the bird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that just one breast or two?
It was one breast. It was just
shit. So that's a 22-pound bird just for boobs. I don't know.
So it was good. Had all the accoutrement. Had some good wine. I wasn't drinking last Thanksgiving. Those of you that remember, I was on my sobriety stint there.
It was unfun, Jason.
The hell was I thinking? But no, it was good. That was a good test. I ended that on Christmas Eve.
That's right.
So I told my uncle, I'm bringing a really good bottle. Well, I brought bottles of wine, but the one that we opened for Thanksgiving dinner. You ready?
I'm ready.
One of my favorites.
Silver Oak.
Camus Special Select.
Oh, Camus.
And guess the year. I went deep.
1998.
Mm. No, not quite that deep.
2013.
It was a...
2003.
2002, so it was 20 years old. 20-year-old Camus Special Select. And let me tell you, it was like velvet. Red velvet.
It held up well.
Huh? Oh, it didn't even have any indication of tarnishing, aging, no brown. Just super delicious.
So Cabernet Sauvignon?
Of course.
Did it decant or did you
We decanted that baby. And when you the cork, you know, those corks are like extra long. They're like a cork and a half length.
yeah.
Super long corks. Came out super clean. I mean, just the only bit of red was at the, you know, that was in contact with the wine.
Uh-huh.
And right when you, you know, remove the cork from the bottle, angels sing. Wow. It was incredible. It was very
sad. I missed it.
Very angelic.
That was just a regular bottle, not a Magnum or anything.
No. Jeez, I don't know what a Magnum would have been. Ooh. Man.
Hashtag so Jason money.
I was just like, you know what? I could sell this thing or I can enjoy it. And life's too short. Let's enjoy it. So we enjoyed it.
Right on.
Yeah. So how about you? Did you open up any good wine or you have any would you have chicken or ham?
Yeah, we didn't have a 22-pound breast, but...
It was 11 pound. You're doubling it up.
Well, yeah, but the whole turkey would have been 22 pounds.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, I went down to my brother's house down in Los Gatos, and we had a wonderful dinner. It was a roasted turkey, and I brought a couple bottles of wine down. I brought a bottle of that 2017 Cab Franc from DeRose.
Oh, yeah, which that's
the Shiner, right?
That's good. Shiner. What does a Shiner mean, Chris?
Well, it's got no label on it.
That means no label. And so, yeah, that was kind of on a need-to-know basis when we were down there.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. You know people, and they ran out of labels And so he goes, hey, I can sell these to you because you're a wine club member and you know our wines.
Yep.
But we can't, you know, sell these out on the shelf because it, you know. So anyways, delicious.
Oh, super good. Yeah. Super, super good. Yeah. And we opened that early in the evening because I told him it was a special bottle.
Okay.
Let it breathe for a bit. And then we were drinking whatever my brother and my sister-in-law had. They had I should have taken a picture of it, but the same winery, three different years of the same blended wine. And it was weird. It was interesting. It was good. They had a 2013, a 2015, and a 2018.
Wasn't a vertical.
No.
Oh, because that's kind of fun when you have like consecutive years to see.
No, but it was weird because the blends weren't exactly the same. It was good. The 20
changes. Okay.
I felt like the 2015 was the best of the three.
Okay.
But at that point I was also I was unable to drive at that point.
Mm.
And I also brought a bottle of the 2015 Petite Syrah from Bent Creek, which I wanted to get opened down there, but we never opened it before the end of the evening.
Oh.
So I was mentioning to you on the phone a couple nights ago that
yeah.
I have several of those. I think I might have six or seven of that vintage from Bent Creek. And
right.
So I opened one the other night for myself, and I had a glass or maybe two that first night.
Okay.
And it was really good. But then I mentioned to you that the second night I finished the bottle.
Right.
Oh my God. It just, whew, so good.
Really good, huh?
Oh my God. Yeah. And I just corked it and that was all I did. I didn't, you know, put nitrogen or anything on it.
Yeah.
But it just put the cork
argon.
On and or argon or whatever it is. And it was like, I opened it back up and said, I'm gonna have a glass. And I was like, shit, this is super good. And I finished the bottle.
Well, that's one way to preserve the wine.
But dinner, you know, was wonderful. We had the turkey. It was a great family event. My mom and dad were both there, and they behaved, which was awesome. So,
oh, good.
I hope they don't listen to this episode.
Nice.
So
that's Chris at WheelingWineandWhiskey.com.
So, but yeah, I had my whole family, my wife and my three children came down with us, and so it was good. It was a really, really nice Thanksgiving.
Nice, nice.
And that's what it's about, getting together with your family and friends. So.
Yeah. You didn't have any kids knocking at the door. They go, Daddy? No? Just random kids? Okay, good.
Not that I know
okay.
of.
Okay. Because that happened to my buddy.
What?
Oh, that's a long story. That's a whole other podcast. So we'll get into that later.
Who are you?
I don't know you.
You remember that hookup? You know, we met that.
So,
never mind. So
one night in Bangkok.
Whoa. This is a PG-13.
Well,
show.
You pretty much ruined that right in the first minute of the show. So you teed it up this way.
Hashtag,
I'm blaming it on you.
Hashtag fuck.
Right? See, Lorenzo's bumping my leg. He goes exactly right. That's right.
Well, let's see. What else? So, yeah, that's Thanksgiving. Hope everybody else had a great, great Thanksgiving.
It is the holiday season now.
And Christmas lights are up on everybody. Well, not my Christmas lights are up. Jason will see them when he walks out of the house.
Great. What happened when the sun went down? The lights kind of dimmed in your house. Is that when the Christmas lights kicked on?
Da, 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 da. It was great.
I think I heard the breaker trip too.
I know. I don't have that many. They're all LED. No, they're not LEDs. I like the incandescents. I don't like the LED Christmas
lights. Of course
Christmas
you do.
Lights.
You're old school.
Old school. I call them my happy lights. These are the lights that surround my big screen TV in the living room.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the first Christmas lights that go up every year.
Okay.
And I pulled them out of the box that they got stored in all year
winter.
Long.
Yeah, year.
Mm-hmm. And I put them up around the TV, and I'm like, okay, cool. And I get hit the button. They're on a light switch, and they didn't turn on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what the fuck? which prompted a whole mystery-solving mission.
Shake them.
I shook them. I ended up taking them down, and I took them out to the garage. It's two strings that are connected together.
Oh, no.
I checked the fuses.
Oh.
I disconnected the strings, and I plugged this one string in separately. Still wouldn't turn on. I inspected every light bulb to see if they were broken. Then nothing was broken. I said, fuck it. I took them all off. I threw away the lights. I went to Home Depot saying, okay, this is going to suck because I figured they wouldn't sell – you know, light strings with incandescent bulbs anymore.
Yeah.
I figured it would all be LEDs.
Yeah.
Hey, they still have
they
LED.
Do?
Oh, yeah. Multicolor LEDs or regular incandescent. They were like $5 for a strip of 100 bulbs.
Uh-huh.
So I bought two strips of 100.
Wow.
So I have a spare now.
Okay, good.
I sat in my garage and I re-wrapped
everything.
The lights around the garland. And then I hung them back. I tested the lights before I did that. And then
good.
I put them back around my TV, hit this button, and they turned on. And I was like so happy. So I get home from work every day and I said, I hit the button to turn my lights on. And I said, now I'm happy.
Well, see? There you go.
It's the simple things in life,
it's the little
man.
Things. Yeah, I know. I used to do big Christmas displays. We talked to Braxton, right? A few episodes ago.
Oh,
Coleman,
yeah.
And his family does a big Christmas display. But I used to do this Christmas display, and I had a saying when I was taking lights out of the boxes, and I'd plug them in before I put them up.
Yeah.
And my saying was, if it doesn't light, it's not going up tonight.
Well, there you go.
Right
like
into
that.
The trash can. Because I used to go through just what you did and check all the bulbs and the wires and everything and give it the shake test. And, you know, I'd fix some, but it's like, what's it worth your time?
So well, but that's the thing. Those lights worked when I put them in the box last year.
Well, of course they did. But the little light fairy came around and stole something from them. And, yeah.
Yep.
So anyways, but well, that's good. Yeah, very, very festive.
So if any of our listeners have some badass light displays
on their homes, us know.
Text us or email them to us or throw them up on the gram and hashtag Wheeling Wine Whiskey.
What's your text number, Chris? It's out there.
DM.
Yeah, see?
At www.chrisam.
Too many texts already.
I get a
lot of texts. No, so yeah, DM us at on the IG there, Wheeling Wine
or
Whiskey.
Just post it to Wheeling Wine Whiskey on the IG and make sure you hashtag maybe Christmas lights and Wheeling Wine Whiskey.
Boom. Oh, I got a couple more notes here of things that I wanted to talk about before we get into our holiday gift guide.
Yes, sir.
Holiday gift guide coming up here shortly. So grab a beverage. And grab your significant other that if you give them a little hint of what you want, because there's a lot of cool stuff that I got written down here. I haven't seen your list, but
it's a secret.
I was talking to Ozzy the other day, and IFS, you know what IFS stands for?
Independent French suspension.
Nope. Instantly fucked suspension.
Oh, boy.
I thought that was hilarious.
Did he break my buggy?
That's what he was talking about. No, he didn't break the buggy. It's still working good. The old eggplant. Still going good. They just beat the heck out of it down in Johnson Valley over Thanksgiving week. They're met up with Eric Wicks and Ozzy there. They were loading up all the trailers, and I actually got to drive the buggy up onto the trailer. That was fun.
Should be mine.
It's tight. I thought my buggy was tight, but that thing is compact, man, and narrow. Anyways, it was fun getting everything loaded, but a whole different element, you know. Eric's up there in the Truckee area, and we had to use a torch to thaw out the D-rings on the trailer just to hook up straps strap things down because, you know, it snows up there. And
hashtag cold weather.
Exactly. So it's like a whole nother hour is added to your loading experience of just clearing snow and hooking up that you don't have to deal with.
Well, what about his RV? I mean, worry about blowing
everything.
Out your pipes so you don't freeze and
it's
shit.
It's just a whole nother animal, but we had a blast. It was a lot of fun, and I shed a tear as they drove away to Johnson Valley. So, but it was cool to hook up with them.
You
and
didn't
they had
stow
a,
away?
No, I thought about it, though. I thought about all I needed was a duffel bag. just hop in and go for the
just
week.
Sit in the buggy, freezing your ass off.
Yeah. Get down to Johnson Valley. What are you doing here?
I'm staying with you.
So good. So good.
You boys like Mexico.
And then the shrinkflation you were talking about, you know, so I was...
Oh, shit.
Some ice cream was on sale, you know, the pints. Of ice cream?
3/8 of a quart.
Yeah, so how many ounces are in a pint, Chris?
16.
16 ounces in a pint, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, you look on, I grab Haagen-Dazs, 14 ounces.
Hashtag Jason money.
Baskin Robbins. Well, they were like 2-for-1 or whatever. So I was just looking at them, you know, but it's, and that's 14 ounces as well.
Oh, that's bullshit.
So I don't know about Ben and Jerry's. I didn't look at that one.
Oh, Cherry Garcia.
I like a
fucking so good.
Chunky Monkey.
Oh, Chunky Monkey's good.
That's a good one. Anyways, well, you know, just,
I've been to the Ben and Jerry's factory.
The cost to go to the grocery store now is just, what is it? $150 a bag. Something like that.
I don't know, but gasoline's come down. I saw that Safeway at Safeway gas station here in town's down to $4.19 a gallon.
No way.
I filled up my Colorado for less than $80 the other day.
Wow.
I was like, woohoo. Wow. Used to be $120, now it's down to $80.
Yeah, we'll see how long that lasts. I know, right? And it's still high, but
that's, well, diesel's still ridiculous. I mean, it's still over $5 a gallon.
Yeah, but it's at least it's under $6 because it was $6 freaking 25 or something.
Did I tell you I paid $7 a gallon the other couple weeks ago?
No.
I needed diesel, and that was when I was driving out to go to the
diesel
to the farm out in
diesel and, or diesel?
Diesel.
Is that how you, I like it.
Diesel. It doesn't matter.
Diesel.
Potato.
Fuck. Tomato.
Get out.
Almond.
I like almonds.
All Maiden.
Oh, shit. He doesn't listen to this show.
Oh, so. Okay. Anyways, so you were getting diesel. I can't. Diesel. We need a sound bite. Where's the laughter button? Lorenzo, pull it together. Come on. There it is.
Jesus Christ. And we're just being mellow tonight, actually. I'm
all right, good makeup there. All right. Let's get right into this holiday guide here.
Let's do it.
It's enough BS. You're BSing for half an hour here.
Oh my God. Really?
But we did business.
That's what we do.
We did business. Business.
Business. Okay. How are we going to start?
Okay. So here's how I think we should do it this year.
Okay.
I want to do like stocking stuffers, like things that not necessarily they're inexpensive or under $5-$10, but just something that would fit in a stocking that's cool.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So stocking stuffers and then like $50 and under, somewhere in that $50 range and under.
Okay.
Because let's face it, you know, 25 and under, you can't. There's nothing.
There's nothing good.
It's just the only thing that's good for under $25 is a Wheeling Wine and Whiskey koozie and sticker. But we'll get to that in a minute. That's my stocking stuffer. And then the $100 plus, and that, you know, anything more than
$100 minus and $100 plus.
Well, it's right in that $100 range.
Okay.
You know, the 80, 100, 125, whatever, you know, 150, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then just let's just go for the moon unlimited at that point.
Well, hashtag right? Jason money.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here with my hashtag Chris money.
Cut. Yeah, you are. So anyways, those are our four categories. So you want to start? Let's start with stocking stuff.
Okay. I'm ready to go.
Okay, go.
Lottery tickets.
Oh yeah, those are always fun. Yeah, it gives you that false hope that you might become a millionaire.
My daughter last year won $50.
Really?
Oh yeah,
on a scratcher.
I put the scratchers in the.
Oh, that's cool.
And she's like, holy shit, I think I won $50. I'm like, give me that.
That's cool.
She wouldn't give it to me. Damn it.
All right.
But yeah, I like scratchers.
That's a good one. Those are fun. Those are good stocking stuffers right there. Okay, off to a rip-roaring start here. Well, I already mentioned it, the Wheeling Wine and Whiskey koozie and sticker. I think that, you know, that would bring a smile to somebody's face when they pulled that out of their stocking.
Hell yeah.
The magnetic ultra koozie that, you know.
$5.95.
Yeah. We're low price. No, actually, I think it's a little bit more. I think the price went up on the new ones. There's the magnetic material went up just like everything else in the world. It went up. I want to say it's $6.95. We're getting Lorenzo on it right now. He's going to check this out.
Oh boy. $6.95.
There it is. See? $6.95.
Okay.
So there we go. So that, yeah, you know, that's a nice, you can get a couple of them. Johnny's got on the Dirtbag Wheeling Wine and Whiskey page here. He's got bundles and save. So you can.
I like that. Yeah. www.wheelingwinewhiskey.com. Click on the merch link or the www.store link that's in there, and it'll take you to, well, our store on Dirtbag's website. And yeah, Wheeling Wine Whiskey Ultra Mega Magnetic Koozie for $6.95. You can click on the single, 2-pack, 4-pack, 6-pack, 12-pack. And then, or you can bundle it up with a shirt and a sticker too.
Look at this. Just a shameless plug here for Wheeling Wine and Whiskey swag. All right. All right. What do you got next? Stocking stuffer. You got another stocking stuffer?
Well, I always like, on the stocking stuffers, I like to get things like, well, what do you call this? Hot Wheels, like Jeep and stuff like that. I like those. And just the kids like them.
Actual Hot Wheel?
Yeah, Hot Wheel.
So, okay. I'm not mad at it. A little confused, but I'm not mad at it.
No.
If you get something like a
Jeep, but not a Toyota.
Jeep, but not a Toyota. Like a Ford Bronco.
That'd be fine.
A Ford Bronco.
I like the new Broncos.
Because can't afford one of the new ones, but you could get a little Matchbox one. That's what you're talking about.
And Tyler would get one if he got a Matchbox.
That's what we should get him. Okay. That's what we're getting him, a little Matchbox. And then we'll get, what's Jimmy been wanting? One of those Toyota imported.
He wants a Jeep.
It's not a Hilux. It's a.
Oh, yeah.
What's the name of that thing?
I don't know but yeah, he's got a hard on for
some,
that thing,
special truck that's always been talking about.
It's like a 1960s truck or something, or 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if they sell those anymore. That's they like the new stuff. So
he does listen to the podcast. He's yelling at us right now.
Well, good.
I don't know what it is. I don't even want to look it up.
We didn't research it.
I don't want
enough.
Toyota search on my phone.
No, you don't want to do that. Tyler, if you want a Bronco, you could probably get a Matchbox or a Hot Wheel quicker than you'll get one from Ford.
Yeah. There you go. All right.
Just saying.
All right. Soft Shackle.
Oh yeah.
You know, there's some Amazon ones out there, and they work. I don't know if I'd trust them for recovery, but get a good soft shackle. You know, about $30 plus for a good quality soft shackle. So, and you can never have too many soft shackles. It's a wearable item.
Yep,
I've probably between the Jeep and the buggy, I probably got like 6 of them now, and then you know. They're great. Little soft shackle. And they come in different colors.
And they disappear quick, too. So they do. I mean, I used to have a few, and I think I've got 2 now. I used to have 3.
Is the cat stealing them out of the Jeep in the garage or what? No, because they're not out on the trail.
Cats. Wow. Wow. What a dick.
Oh, Lorenzo just gave me the high five here. Thanks, Lorenzo.
Yeah, whatever.
You'd appreciate that.
Whatever.
He just called you a dick.
Yeah, I did call him a dick. Donkey dick.
All right. What else you got? You got anything else?
Nothing else for stocking.
Okay, I got one more. This is my favorite. You ready?
Yeah.
Our friend Lee Lim, you know, he used to have a podcast.
Yeah.
Cruising to camp. Let's get ready to go on a trip. Well, he's got a little cool little, he's got a bunch of cool things on his site, but on solvefunction.com.
SolveFunction, all one word.
SolveFunction, and he's got this little mini traction board bottle opener.
That's right.
That he 3D prints.
That's correct.
And I'll tell you what, so then that got some airtime with Holly Fowler there. So I'll have to put a link on that in the episode there. But when Randy broke at Trail Hero, and then so right before Trail Hero, I visited, had lunch with Lee, and then he gave me one of these traction board deals. Uh-huh. And I'm like, dude, that's badass. And I'm like, what am I gonna do? I gotta put this on the buggy. I was just gonna tie wrap it to the roll cage or something, you know. And then, you know, sitting in the garage that night getting ready for Trail Hero, and I'm like, oh my god, I got it. I'm gonna put it on my back rack. So I got a, you know, wingnut style tie down for it, so it looks totally legit back there. But it's a very cool. So the MaxTrax recovery board bottle opener from SolveFunction.
Perfect.
There you go.
$35.
It's $35. It's worth every penny, just for the conversation piece, man.
And overload him so he has to print like all night long for the next month.
Oh, okay. So that's all we got for stocking. You know, candy's always good too.
You reminded me.
Oh, got something else?
You mentioned, I know we pre-show we were talking about stocking stuffers, and I forgot to write it down. But if you own a Toyota, you want to have zip ties and duct tape.
Oh, and baling wire.
And baling wire, absolutely.
I think, yeah, that definitely, that would be good.
Because we're going to need a shitload of zip ties, like a shitload of dimes. So, I mean, those are, zip ties are cheap. You can get them at Home Depot, Lowe's, Ace Hardware, wherever.
Yeah, they're McMaster. Super versatile. Yeah, okay, that's good. Good call.
You should have a ton of
those. Those are good stocking stuffers. Yeah.
Duct tape and electrical wire.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Baling wire. Or electrical wire if you
electrical tape, I'm sorry.
Oh, electrical tape.
Yeah.
Okay, black electrical tape.
Or green or red or blue. Does that have to be black?
I think that's just standard.
Okay.
Electrical tape. All right. Let's move on to our $50 arena here.
$50.
Okay, I'm going to start out.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Very timely. You got until December 11th, and this is cool. This is a win-win right here. Get your KOH team shirts from the King of the Hammers website.
Oh, yeah.
They're $37. Mm-hmm. And you know, they got a bunch of teams on there that have did their designs, and the shirt that you pick, like, let's say Megan Miller, who's racing, she's a KOH rookie this year, D Mills' wife, MDM Motorsports,
right?
You can select that. $37, you get a nice, cool shirt. It's got the King of the Hammers logo on the front, their logo on the back, which has the Sequoia Beast and the Baby Jeep on the back. And 15 of those dollars will go to Megan's
correct
team. So that's pretty cool. So I know Amber, Two Stone Racing. You see, we've had Amber. She was just on the last episode. She's got a shirt with the old samurai on the back. Evolve Racing, who we interviewed a few episodes ago, right? The Test 10.
Right.
That's a cool shirt, you know? So you can go through and, you know, scroll through your favorite teams and support them, not only by wearing their shirt, but then $15 of that purchase is going to go to
helping them get down to the
lake. But you got to do that before December 11th. They
correct
extended it. It was going to be the end of November, but December 11th. So make it happen, Captain.
Yeah, because this episode is going to drop on December 8th.
Really?
No. Yeah, December. Wait a minute.
No, try again. December 6th.
December 6th. Sorry, yeah. I was looking at November.
Jeez.
So, yeah, we'll have a few days after this episode drops to make that happen. So, yeah, jump in there and make it happen.
Yeah. So, there you go. Okay. What do you got? $50. Arena.
So I've got a few things. One of them, so back onto merch or wardrobe. I want to swing back to
wardrobe.
Wheeling Wine and Whiskey's.
Oh, look at you. Another shameless promotion here.
Well, I really like these hoodies, you know.
They are nice hoodies.
And for $39.95, you can swing over and go to www.wheelingwineandwhiskey.com, and you can click on the store. And go and you can pick a monochrome pullover hoodie for $39.95. Get that order placed so you can have it under your Christmas tree for your loved ones.
Nice. Well done. Nice. Yeah, Lorenzo, that was good. Good promo. giving you the thumbs up there.
Right on.
High hoof.
What do you got in the $50 range?
Well, for $40, $39.95, Amazon. The proof syrup. To make your old fashions out of.
Oh, my God. That came out of nowhere.
Look at that. Look at that, huh? That's a good one. So we talked about this before, the proof syrup, and they come in. They got the traditional, my favorite, the orange, black walnut, pecan. Those are my favorites right there.
Uh-huh. Pecan.
Oh, here we go again. Diesel.
Tomato.
Y'all need some diesel.
Bless your heart.
So, there it is. So, you know, they do have the maple bacon. I don't know. You can try it. I just didn't get it. And I'm a bacon fan, so I wouldn't waste your money on that one. But black walnut, pecan, and the orange is my go-to right there. Traditional is good for just a regular old-fashioned, super easy. Put 2 ounces of your favorite bourbon in there and a half ounce of this proof syrup. Mix her on up and off you go.
You want to throw an accoutrement in there too?
Or well, I just do it with a rock.
A twist or anything?
No, you can do your orange if you want, you know. You can throw a pecan in there if you got the pecan going. I don't know. Do what you want.
Throw a pecan tree in there.
The world is your oyster.
So that's
$40
per flavor.
Yeah, and that's 32 ounces. So you get 64 cocktails out of the one big bottle there.
Man.
Yeah. 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 Thank me later.
You're right.
There you go.
Sweet. All right. Okay. All right. That's a good one. I mm-hmm. like it. I mm-hmm. like it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me get back to my choices here. So I like, you know, you should always have a recovery strap, and this is not a kinetic strap. This is a regular recovery strap from okay. Rugged Ridge. You can get it on Quadratec. It's a 4-inch by 30-inch, 40,000 pound. So these big dogs
yeah.
that are running around with their, you know, mega loaded overland vehicles and 4-door Jeep Rubicons and whatnot. That's probably appropriate for you guys. You can get them right now on Quadratec's website for $49.99 with free shipping.
$49.95, $50.
$49.99.
Okay. So that's interesting you said that because I put down a kinetic strap.
Oh, okay, good.
But that's good. I mean, a toe strap, I need a new toe strap. Mine's getting to the point where it's starting to fray, so it's time to replace. Speaking of fray, I just poured some Fray Ranch.
Oh, man, look at
Oh, no, that's not single barrel. It's just regular Fray Ranch bourbon.
Holy segue.
I love it. Boy, that was a segue. That's professional right there. PRO, professional,
you
Chris.
You probably should be sitting Take next notes. To the bourbon
Take
rack.
Note. Look at Lorenzo is so impressed. He's just beaming right now.
40 bottles of bourbon to choose from over there.
But that's just a tiny. That's not even a finger. That's not even a.
No, you're definitely just behaving yourself. Just
a way tiny little taste. A wee bit. Yeah, kinetic strap, because most people have regular toe straps.
Yes.
But the kinetic strap, if you're in sand, snow, or mud. And it is snow wheeling season right now.
It is.
And you can get the all tops. Kinetic strap on Amazon, 3-inch by 20 for $55. And they stretch 22%.
Yes, that's right.
22%. It's rated for 35,000 pounds. They have here, you know, testing 36,259 pounds, whatever, but 35,000 pound strap, which will get most vehicles out of a stuck situation in the snow.
So, yeah, and that's awesome. And you can see a good video of that if you I can't remember the guy's name. I'll put it in the show notes. But Latte JL Rodney went snow wheeling last weekend, and he wheeled with some Jeeps and Toyotas, and I guess there was a Subaru in the group, a Subaru Outback.
Oh, really?
They went up 709, not very far. But I guess this Subaru Outback ended up yanking out a full-size Chevy pickup truck with a kinetic rope.
Yep. There you go.
I mean, a little Subaru Outback pulled a truck that was probably twice his weight out of a snowbank.
Well, we talked about that with Nick from Avalanche Engineering, right?
Right.
Avalanche Technical, I should say.
Avalanche Technical, huh?
And so he, you know, he pulled out, did that recovery. Right?
With the Jeep?
You remember the Jeep that was buried on the, what was the name of the,
I'm trying to remember.
What was right the name now. Of that? Oh my God.
Going blank.
So they used the quad, the quad with the tracks.
Yeah.
They had two of those to pull this thing out, and it's all about mechanical advantage and everything and using, you know, that 22% stretch, using that buildup of energy to extract that vehicle out. So pretty cool. Come on. You don't remember Snow?
I can't remember.
Mageddon.
Snowmageddon. No. Glacier Girl.
Yeah, Glacier Girl. That's it. There it is.
I knew
Glacier Girl.
Little Lorenzo whispered in my ear. Mm. So that's your pick?
That was, my strap. There.
Okay. I got another one.
Go.
Gotta have a fire extinguisher.
You do, but that's what kind of fire extinguisher? Because that's in the next category I would put it as.
He said,
but that's fine. Go on. You're jumping ahead.
Are we still into the 50?
We're in 50.
Oh, shit. Well, I'm done with 50 then.
Oh, okay. Well, I got two.
Oh, go ahead then.
Whiskey.
I didn't do any booze in my list this year.
You got to put Old Elk in there. $45 range.
That's the regular.
The
blended.
Uh-huh. Colorado whiskey. If you listen to the podcast, you know. If you know, you know. And then I also wrote down Frey Ranch here. Frey Ranch rye is like one of my go-tos now, and that's right in that $45, $49 range. I'm super seeing good. It now at Our Total Wine and More. And, man, I got to try some single barrel Frey Ranch rye, and that is special. But I have not been able to procure a bottle of that, but that's going to be more than the $50 range. But, yeah, so, you know, those are two good solid whiskeys right there to have on your shelf for the holidays. And then the next item, the idea came from D-Mill with a welder. And, you know, if you are a fabricator welder, you can never have too many clamps, and the Bessie clamp, B-E-S-S-E-Y,
right.
The Bessie clamps. So they are adjustable bar clamps. So you can get the 12-inch bar clamps for $33.
Nice.
450 pound clamp force. And these things are super cool. So check them out. If you don't know, then obviously you're not a fabricator. If you want to become a fabricator, or you know somebody that's a fabricator, they'll know what Bessie clamps are, and they're way better than C clamps.
Yes.
There you go. I said it.
Boom. Well, okay. So
now we're into the $100 arena.
Wait a minute. I want to give a plug to Rod and Hammer. Now you mentioned.
Now he's got a whiskey on his list. Here we go.
Well, it's the one I really like. The Reserve Rye is going to be the straight rye. Well, the straight rye.
Well, you just happen to have some right here.
No, you keep away from that bottle.
Stay
away.
I can't reach that bottle. Lorenzo, grab that bottle.
That bottle's glued down.
I wouldn't doubt it. Freaking sirens are going to go off.
But the cask bourbon and the straight bourbon whiskey are both under $50.
Yes.
And you can go to
Rod and Hammer's.
Rod and Hammer's website.
Down in San Luis Obispo.
San Luis. And, you know, Ultra 4 Jones raves about them.
Well, yeah.
And we're big followers.
We are. I got to do a little tour down there. Where were you?
Well, I couldn't go that weekend. That was my anniversary.
You were at a wedding or something.
Anniversary, I think.
Marrying your third wife or something like that.
Right. But the Reserve Rye, which is quite special, is out of the price range of our $50 point. But it's super good. $70.
$70. So there you go. Yep. So all reasonable,
very good stuff. So that I think that closes out the $50 and under.
Yes,
ready to go.
Okay, 100. Go ahead.
All right, I cracked the one
go
on that.
Ahead.
The Element fire extinguisher.
All right, let me cross that one off my list because I had that one on there.
I love the Element fire extinguisher.
There it is.
So $79.95. You can go to our website and you can buy them there. But you will love these things. They are maintenance free. They work on A, B, C, and K fires.
That's correct.
So kitchen fires, grease fires, and whatnot.
Because there's no propellant to spread the grease around a grease fire.
Correct.
That's what a K fire is.
I like the fact that there's no maintenance required on these things. Because, you know, those ones that we all have the dry powder ones on our rigs, and they get compacted during off-roading and whatnot. If you don't shake them up, they don't work for very long when you really need them.
Correct. And they're waterproof.
Exactly.
So they're perfect. And they're small, compact size, so you can put them right on your roll cage or, you know, right on the side of your seat of your rig, just within reach of the driver, it should
absolutely
be. So yeah, it's great. We've been selling them left and right like hotcakes.
Absolutely.
We're got another order in, and so they make they're one of those, you know, practical holiday gifts. It's kind of like receiving underwear for Christmas, you know? It's not the most exciting thing, but if you need to use it, it's, well...
It could be right a stocking stuffer, too, in the higher price range.
Well, there you go.
They fit in the stocking.
They would fit in a stocking really nice. That's
absolutely
a good call.
I'm telling you.
I like it.
Hashtag Jason money.
Okay. Well, there you go. All right. Well, let's see. On my $100, let's see. I already did Element. So, okay. This one's good. I'm going to save that one, actually. I'm going to go with this one.
Oh, shit.
You ready?
Yeah.
The Glue Treads 4x4 kit.
I love the Glue Tread.
I do too, and you know, especially when hashtag buggy life, and you don't have a spare,
right?
Typically, because it would crush you if you took it off the rack.
It would just land on it. Where'd Jason go?
Yeah,
help me, help me.
So, you know, I carry all kinds of plugs and the valve core tools. Baling wire. Well, I've seen it done before on the trail.
Yeah, baling wire, and a shitload of plugs.
But these glue treads are great. And if you haven't seen that video that Snail Trail did with glue tread, go check it out on the YouTubes on Snail Trail's YouTube channel.
Yep.
And very cool what they put together there, and going through the Rubicon, stabbing all four tires and then just patching them up.
So
that, if that doesn't say something right there, I don't know what does. So it basically is a cold vulcanization to repair your sidewall of your tire there.
Yep.
So that's $60 for the 4x4 kit. You want to step it up, and you go to Morflate's site, you can get the ultimate extreme tire repair kit, which comes with the glue tread.
Right.
And then comes with a cool plug kit as well, with all the accoutrement, and for $125.
Colby valves,
all that stuff. So $125 for all that.
Yep.
So with that kit, with the glue tread there, you're a rock and roll hoochie coo, man. You be able to repair damn near anything out there.
No spare tire required.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not, you know, just to reiterate, they're not designed for street. If you blow out your sidewall, you're not going to, on your trail rig that you drive home, that's your daily, you shouldn't be driving with a big old sidewall cut.
You get home and you get a new tire.
No, you put it on the trailer and get it home.
Yeah.
Wouldn't trust it on the freeway, but works great in the rocks.
Absolutely. I mean, they ground the shit out of those things. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was crazy.
So, all right. What else you got?
All right. Well, this is something I've been pondering and wanting to do for quite a while, because it's probably the only way I'll be able to go off-road.
Go wheeling? Oh. A little high five from Lorenzo again.
Dicks. Hashtag dicks. Axial remote control Jeep. I love it.
What? You already web wheel. Now you're gonna be like a living room wheeling.
Pretty much. I'm gonna have an inflatable Rubicon and all that.
A little
stuff.
Backyard wheeling.
Yep.
A little driveway wheeling.
Yep. So I like it. I think it's super cool.
It's axial. It's a how axial. Much is that? Aren't they like $500 or something?
Well, this is the smaller one.
This is a little Jeep, like a little mini guy.
These are the $135, and it's all in, everything's in the box. You need the remote, the battery. It's good to go. You open the box, you charge the battery. It's got the charger. And you're wheeling. I mean, it's the 1/24th scale, so it's not huge.
Okay.
I looked at the bomber, you know, the bomber car and all that stuff. That jumps in price.
$550
pretty quick.
Or something.
Yeah.
That's a kill, though.
I mean, I'd do that, but I don't know. I kind of want to start small and work my way
up.
Okay.
So. All right.
I think this is fun. You know, it's a little off-season backyard, just goofing off. Oh, there whatever. You
go. Hey, Chris might even wheel in 2023 here, it sounds like.
I'm banking vacation hours, so we're good.
All right. Right.
That was my big challenge last year.
Yes.
This year. But yeah, I'm banking vacation hours, getting built back up so we can start playing again.
Yes.
Trust me, I wanted to be out on the trail, but yeah, anyway. So that's my one of my $100+ picks.
Okay. Well, let's see here. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is a good one. This is cool. So, you got your proof. You got your whiskey, right? Your Old Elk whiskey. And you got your proof syrup to make your Old Fashioned.
Yes.
You know the big trend now?
No.
Smoke. Smoky Old Fashioned.
Oh, so you need the torch and you need the chips and all that stuff?
Yeah, so you can get this
burn little, board or whatever they call it.
I like it's a cocktail chimney.
There's
all kinds of different ones out there, right? So there's you can just get the chips and torch and then throw the grass, a glass on
grass.
Top of it. Don't put any grass in there.
What kind of grass are we talking about?
That'd give you a whole nother cocktail there.
Dave Code, what are you doing here?
I was thinking of Code in Olson. I actually got to have a smoky Old Fashioned with Mr. Code. So that was nice.
Oh, good.
We were talking about our new LLC and lawyer stuff. And yeah, so.
Perfect.
But yeah, so. Smoke the chips and put the glass over the chips and then that smoke up the glass, and then you pour your cocktail in. And then there's the ones that have the, you know, wooden top that goes on top of the glass, And then you put your chips in, and then you fire that up, and the smoke goes into the glass.
Uh-huh.
But this little chimney thing is kind of cool. It's got a it creates a smoke there, and it pumps it in to infuse the cocktail. So that's about $80. So there's different ones out there. So you just got to, kind of see which level you want to go. But, smoky old-fashioned.
Cool.
There you go. Little whiskey smoker.
Whiskey smoker.
Cocktail chimney. I like that. Cocktail chimney.
I haven't heard of that before.
Y'all got one of them diesel cocktail chimneys? Diesel?
Jesus. Right.
Sorry. I can't let it go.
All right. Well, it's my turn, I guess. And So I got to kind of channel a little bit of Tyler.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. No. I purposely didn't put this on my list.
I'm a fan. Off-road communications is kind of a big deal now, and we'll talk about this just at the tail end of the episode. But having good comms and whether you have a mobile ham radio mounted in your Jeep or your off-road rig, whatever your flavor is, or a handheld,
right?
Getting away from the really cheap, inexpensive, Baofengs and whatnot. So those radios are fine as entry level.
Yeah, but when you got your license, you're doing the stuff we're doing. Yeah. You need a good radio.
You need a good radio.
So what do you got?
So I like the Walksun KGUV.9D, and you can get that on Ham Radio Outlet for $170, $169.95 right now. You might be able to search the internet, but
that's the ones we have, right?
That's exactly the ones we have.
Okay, I really like that unit.
Great radios, great display, very flexible.
So that'd be my only complaint, and it's some stupid setting. This is user error. Is the screen goes dark
right
after 5 seconds or something? We need to figure out why that does that.
There's no setting.
There's got to be a setting.
There's got to be, but I haven't found it. But otherwise, programmability. It's a great radio, great durability and reliability, and it seems to stay on frequency.
Yeah.
We've had them for, I don't know, what, five years
yeah,
now?
Yeah, they're great.
And they've held up really well. So I'm a huge fan. Walksun KG-UV9D+. I will put a link in the show notes for this. $169.95, not cheap.
Leave it to Chris hashtag Chris money to blow it out.
Yeah, but it's a good radio.
Yeah,
I would buy it again.
It is good. Okay. Duly noted. I like that. All right. Going back to Whiskey Town.
Whiskey. $175 whiskeys now.
Nope. $100. Old Elk Double Wheat.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Good call.
The Old Elk Double Wheat is, they released it here, I guess it was towards the middle of summer.
Yeah.
And finally, we got a bottle of that here a few weeks ago, and then the four grain is good too. That's in that $100 price range as well, which you have sitting on the shelf. Had a little sippy sip of that. That's good.
You've definitely cross sectioned that pretty well tonight.
Yeah. No, that's good. I went for quality over quantity here, Chris. Just a little tasty taste.
Yep.
So that one. Do you have another one?
I do not right
you
now.
You do not.
Nope.
Nothing.
Nothing.
You sure?
No, it looks like something. Oh, shit. Well, that's.
Hey, wait. Don't you have something in the $50 range, under 50?
I do. I completely. Yeah. I can't believe I missed
that.
Your
chicken scratch. I can read it from here, but you can't read that.
Well, I was. I can't. I was sitting here drinking out of the cup.
Oh.
So I want to give a big shout out to Carlos at Tac One Fab. He provided, gifted Jason and I with these killer Arctic
huge, I will say, Arctic
30 ounce cups that are custom laser etched for Jason and I with I don't know exactly what Jason says, but mine has my name on it.
Mine says camp director.
That's right.
Yeah.
With his name, of course, and our logo.
Yeah.
Mine says Chris and hashtag Chris money on mine, and of course has the logo. And then he also has the Tac One Fab logo down at the bottom.
Yeah, and if you look on the bottom, it's got Scrooge McDuck under there.
No, it doesn't.
Monopoly guy. The Monopoly guy's under there with the monocle.
So, anyway, everybody can get their an Arctic I don't know if it's custom, but it has the...
Well, you can get the TAC 1 fab on his website.
On his website.
But he also does custom stuff. I don't know what the custom stuff would cost you, but what's his tumblers cost down there?
So $27 U.S. dollars, $27.
U.S. dollars.
TAC 1 fab, 30 ounce. You can go to his website, TAC1fab.com, all one word. And you can just... He's got a cool little shopping area in there.
So that's cool. It's got the... it says TAC 1 fab, and then it's got the Striker chassis
correct
on it, and then has it got the American flag on there too?
American flag.
Oh, nice.
And then yeah, the American flag.
Okay, there you go. I like it.
And the Striker chassis. So
you get to choose colors. Navy blue. That one looks good.
I'm not sure. It doesn't look like there's a whole lot.
But there's black. I see black.
If you have, that's the 20 ounce tumbler.
Oh,
but yeah, go to and I'm sure if you send him an email, contact. Carlos, he's super cool.
He's doing all kinds of custom stuff now. So obviously he's doing this with a laser, and he's been laser etching leather because he tools leather.
That's his
buckaroo gear. Yeah, that's something else. You got some cowboys or cowgirls in your on your shopping list there for the holidays?
No.
Check out buckaroo gear. Yeah, you do. you actually should have. That's a great gift idea for you. Yes, it is.
No.
Yep. I know where that's going.
Yeah, right.
But anyways, he does all this custom stuff here. So, and the hats now, he's got the machine to put the patch on the hat. So, there you go. Check it out. TAC 1 Fab. That's a good one. Yeah, nice. Thanks, like Carlos. It. So we...
you can also buy a race car chassis there, too.
Yeah, see? I like that.
Oh, they're sold out. What the hell?
He sold out.
It says sold out.
No. I'm sure he'll... he'll make you one. Just maybe not before Christmas.
I need that like right now.
There you go.
Right meow.
Right meow. All right. Okay. So you're back there. Okay. So what else do I have? Oh, yeah, this is an oddball. And this actually Demo again threw this out because we talked to him right before the episode and we were talking about other stuff.
Yep.
And he threw this one out, which is totally odd. And it's a Humvee scissor jack.
Oh, yeah.
So, a Humvee scissor jack. So, apparently, you know, you can go to eBay and you can find them. I looked them up and they're there. They're anywhere from 60, 80 bucks. But they are a very strong, obviously, because they're lifting a Humvee, gear-driven
with a 50 jack. Caliber machine gun.
Yes. Yeah, maybe they can throw one of those in, too. So,
right?
Yeah. I don't know. Just that's a total oddball, but kind of interesting. You know, throw it in there. Why not?
Well, that's D-Mill.
I like it. All right. You got anything else in the $100? We got stocking stuffers. We got our 50 and then 100. And now?
Unlimited.
Moving on to the unlimited category. You ready?
Yeah.
Sure?
Yeah.
All right. There it is. Okay.
What do you got?
I got one thing on here. Only thing I want. Gold digger.
How much?
I don't know. Let's just call it 200 grand.
Did you win the lottery?
No.
Did Cody buy it?
No. So there you go. Gold digger. Bomber. Gold digger. Randy, so if you're listening.
Cody didn't buy it.
I get first right of refusal when you go to sell it.
I thought Cody, did Cody drive it when it was down at Hammers?
I don't know. Probably. I don't know.
I thought Cody was going to buy that. Well, it's coming to my house. I bought it.
Right.
I just put I put a purchase order out for it.
Okay, perfect. So what's your unlimited?
Well, it isn't Gold Digger.
Yeah. Well, it's you got a wheel. You got to want a wheel to have a four-steer buggy.
Rocket powered jet.
Rocket. And what do you got?
I don't know, man. Unlimited is just the sky's the limit, right? I would like to just have a buggy. It doesn't need to be a four-steer buggy. It just needs to be a buggy just so I can.
Would you want to wheel, though, the extreme shit that we wheel?
I don't know that I do.
I don't think you do. I don't think you do.
I think I'd just get a big RV and just.
There you go. See, that's more. Bar. I can see that now. You in like a nice Prevo.
Yep.
You know? You know,
with my remote controlled truck and I'll be all set
starting at 500 grand. You know, if money's no object, you're going to have, you know, an $800,000, luxury palace on wheels with a rollout bar.
Playboy, you know, Playmate driver.
There you go. There you go. Whatever, you know, you could just deck that thing out to the nines, man.
Yeah, be sextuple slides. Six slides.
Six slides. It'd go up too. You have a second story.
And have a basement.
In basement with the Ferrari or the let's just say McLaren underneath that just slides out. You've seen those?
Yep.
Where the car slides out from underneath the underbelly of the deal.
And a hot tub.
A hot tub would be nice. Oh, on the roof. Now you're, yeah, well, there you go. We're in the unlimited class. Go for it. It's just like the 4400 class here.
Fuck it.
So whatever. You know, your imagination is the limits there.
Yeah, I mean, looking at that extreme stuff that you guys did with wreck gear.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just like I'm looking.
You watched
at that
video?
Like, I did, and I'm like, holy shit, that's no.
No, you wouldn't want to do that.
No, that doesn't interest me at all. Just doesn't.
That was fun, crazy, but fun.
Yeah, you know, going vertical, mission control. We're ready for launch. So no, that doesn't interest me at all. I don't mind, you know, rock crawling and wheeling, but that's a whole new level. That's a whole nother level.
All right.
So, okay. But yeah, I could do the big fancy RV with a driver.
There you go.
So
you'd probably have one of those the porches that fold out, so you're up above everybody like a king.
That's right. And I'll have a microphone.
You could be up there reading your
speak to my
book.
People.
You'd be up there reading your book at camp.
That's right.
And look down on all the peasants.
And when we decide to record, we could all sit up there and record with our audience.
Look down at the peasants and their poor Lance campers. So I used to be one of you.
I have my Lance camper show up just to cook food for people.
I used to work in kitchen. Now I own kitchen.
This be like my mobile kitchen.
Well, there you go.
I don't know.
Doesn't
anyway.
Hurt to dream.
Yeah. Those are that's our holiday gift. You got anything else?
Diddly, diddly, diddly. Bring it back to reality here. No, I got nothing else. I mean, after Gold Digger, what else would you want in this world? I mean,
well,
nothing.
You an enclosed trailer.
Let's
to
be
put
realistic.
It in.
Well, that's already a given,
right?
But no, I think that's a good list there. Pulled it together here.
Yeah, kind of just
holiday gift guide for 2022.
God damn it, the 2022 is almost over.
It's going to be weird doing that 2023 thing.
I know. Well, you know, and King of the Hammers is just weeks away at this point.
We
literally like 6 weeks.
We have some people to interview. We want to get a pre content and then content on the lake bed and then you know, wrap up if we can. We got lofty goals here, but we have people in the queue we need to call and get some updates. We got Amber's update.
Yep.
What she's doing to her samurai, and then we're gonna get a few more variety of people that are racing.
Why?
KOH 2023.
Because we give till it hurts.
We give till it hurts here at Wheel and Wine and Whiskey. And speaking of giving, we got that winner, Matt Gardner.
Yes, sir.
Get in contact with us, Driftpunk 86.
That's
congratulations.
Right.
And with that, I don't know what else we got, Chris.
Well,
let's
we
let's
talk
put
about
a bow on this.
Right.
Oh, no. Here we go. There we go. All right.
It's snow wheeling season, boys and girls.
You're going to do a PSA?
And what goes with snow wheeling season? Well, we got to follow the rules a little bit.
You know what goes with snow wheeling season?
Pretty much.
That goes with snow wheeling season right there.
So I know that we have our people, and our people that listen to the show, they understand what proper off-roading is all about and preserving the land and not being a dick.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick. But there are dicks out there, and we need to try to, I don't know how to confront them, but they're going to be doing stupid shit. And when the snow falls, you know, the new rules kind of kick in place for off-roading. And one, you know, I know some of these trails are not trails, but roads, like Mormon Emigrant Trail, MET or MET, as a lot of people know it nowadays.
Yeah, gets referred to in the locals here.
On the interwebs, with especially Facebook, on NorCal 4x4 Rescue.
Yes.
Or what's the SF Baja?
Yeah.
You know, they're all going on about how they're going to go up to MET and they're going to go wheeling and they're going to have fun and they're going to do stupid shit. Well, I'm going to tell you something, people. There's an area you can go with wheeled rigs, and there's an area you're not supposed to go with wheeled rigs. And it's been known for many, 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 many years, you don't go past the Silver Fork intersection.
Okay.
You can go from Sly Park all the way to Silver Fork, and you stop. From Silver Fork up to 88 is reserved for snowmobiles and tracked vehicles.
Right.
Stop doing, you know, oh, nobody told me.
No, or wheeled over the snow, they call that.
No wheeled over the snow.
That means no rubber tires.
Exactly.
You need a tracked vehicle.
So, you know, give those people a place to play and stay in our place to play. I get it. You know, our tracks are all dug in. Well, if you like to go on fresh stuff, then drive up there after a brand new snowstorm. Or better yet, drive up there in a blizzard. I don't care. But just stay off the areas that are reserved for tracked vehicles.
Yes.
Don't be that person or that group of people, because you're going to get the shit shut down for us.
Right.
And, you know, they'll put a gate up, man. They will put a gate up down at Sly Park and lock us out.
And that's what it would be like.
Yep, exactly.
Game over.
So that's kind of the harsh part of it. Now, I know most people follow the rules and are great, and I enjoy hanging out with you people on the trail in the snow, getting stuck and getting unstuck and whatnot. But there's a couple things you need to keep in mind when you're off-roading in the winter. Let people know where you're going and when to expect you back. Because the Sierras, the high Sierra in the winter, can be very unforgiving.
Yeah. We got a storm rolling in tonight.
Exactly. I know you're kind of chomping at the bit to get out and go up there.
Yeah.
So other things to do, don't go alone. If you can I know that we hear stories about, oh, I got all the equipment, I can go alone and whatnot. That's okay. If you insist on wheeling alone in the snow and in a blizzard or harsh conditions like that.
Not a good idea.
Not a good idea, but make sure you have solid communications.
How about the Garmin InReach?
Garmin InReach,
That's another one to add to the old list. I think those are a few hundred bucks, though. A
few hundred bucks, but it's a lifesaver.
They're really good, and they work off of it's a satellite, but what is it called? It's some other
iridium.
Yes, iridium.
Yep,
iridium.
And yeah, I guess you can send super basic text messages.
You can sext from it. Yeah, you can send text. Send text.
Does that link with your phone to do that, or can you do? I don't know. I don't know.
No, it's all through the unit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So Garmin InReach, cool. If you're into that stuff and you really got to go alone, I would have definitely good comms, ham radio, satellite phone, or
bat signal.
Bat signal. Be prepared. Be prepared. Take plenty of water, extra food. Make sure you bring a sleeping bag. If you're really going to do this, be prepared to get stuck and spend the night overnight.
I'll add to two things to that. This is turning into a whole other survival mode here, but they're very inexpensive, those blankets, the foil.
Yes.
Blanket survival that packs blankets. Up to nothing, a little survival. Those are awesome. And you throw that in your backpack or something. Or
they work.
Door pocket. They work. Radiates your heat back in at you. So that's good. So you don't have to spend the night in Spooner Canyon.
Whoa.
And then the other one is, some way to start a fire.
Exactly.
So ignition source, there's several flints and, steel wool works great. But anything other than just your simple match or lighter, you need something a little bit more sophisticated that's going to work wet, dry.
Correct.
And out in the woods. So those are the two things, fire and blanket.
Yeah, warmth and water. Yeah,
because
you can make water from snow if you can get fire. So.
Right.
And just the last thing is, this is kind of preventative, but just check the weather. And if the weather is going to be just stupid, don't go.
Yeah, don't go. Don't get in that.
You get stuck up there, stranded up there. You call for help. You're putting other people in danger.
And you're putting other people in danger. That's right. So, that's right. Just sit by the fire, sip some whiskey, plan out your route. And then when the weather breaks, then head on out.
Exactly. And then we'll just keep it quick. This is it. I don't want to belabor it because there's other episodes.
Yeah, I want to get up there before the storm hits, Chris.
Oh, shit. Well, you have your InReach?
I don't, but it's on my Christmas list. That's why I want to get up there before the storm hits.
Okay, well, then fine. Okay, everybody, well, there you go. That's our holiday wish list. That's our episode. So, Jason, you got anything else?
I don't. With that,
we're out.